Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Thursday. It's 4 o'clock. As always, we are joined by the great Mike Mayock. You can hear him on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us once again.
My pleasure. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
What's up, Mike?
We're doing all right. Now, you as a tapesman, you watch the tape. You love going through the tape. Going through the Eagles-Bears tape must have been one of the worst experiences of the season for you. I can't imagine you liked what you saw on either side.
That's a good way to lead, Spike, because that's kind of how I'm feeling.
Yep.
And, you know, I started watching tape when I was 8 years old with my dad, the high school coach. And you know, that's where I developed my love of it and appreciation for it. Usually it gives you the answers you need. And at this point, you know, we've been talking about the offense all season long. What's wrong? Who's accountable? How much is the coach? How much is Jalen? What about the run game? What about, you know, we're trying to figure all that out. And I took a step back from the offensive tape this week, and I kind of looking at my notes, I'm going, okay, how many miscommunications were there? You know, I mean, think about the, you know, I think people have been talking about the play that looked like a slant.
Mm-hmm.
To Smith, and it really, I mean, you know, Jalen was throwing hitch. He was running slant. It was, depending on what you read on the zero coverage, it was something that has to be figured out between these guys throughout training camp, not week 14 of the season. What are you doing against zero with that look? And sometimes, you know, it's on the fly, but that's okay. Every team in the league handles those decisions post-snap on the fly. You know, there was a play with A.J. Brown on a crossing route, abruptly stopped. I think it was a good throw, but there was another Eagle coming in his direction with another defender, and I think he thought there was going to be a collision. And, you know, there's Saquon Barkley in the flat, gets hit with the ball because he hasn't turned around yet. There's the two-point conversion. There's all these what I would call either miscommunications or disconnects are happening in week 13. And most of them should be ironed out 10 weeks ago. And I think what plays into it, Spike, is, you know, some of the pre-snap penalties, which, again, as a coach's son, drive me up a wall. And, you know, the Eagles have 20 false start penalties, which are preventable. There should be less than half of that amount, right? 20 false start penalties, and a wide receiver has four of them.
I was going to say, it's not just the offensive line. It's the receivers, too.
Dude, my dad is rolling over in his grave. That was his number one rule for wideouts. You can never have a pre-snap penalty because all you got to do is stand there at the end of the line of scrimmage and look at the football. You can never have a false start. So he's got four of them. The left tackle has three. The left guard has three. That's 10 of the 20. And I'm not trying to rip them, but I'm trying to you mentioned my frustration, and a lot of it is stuff that I think should be cleaned up way before now. Now, you're going into a critical game on Monday night, and we're not talking about matchups against the Chargers and how to take advantage of their corners. Or what we're talking about is pre-snap stuff that should have been taken care of weeks, if not months ago, and does drive me up a wall.
I would say the other thing on top of it that makes it, that sort of exacerbates the frustration, I would imagine, is this is mostly the same players, it's the same head coach, and it's a different offensive coordinator, but it's a guy who's been in the building for 4 years. And you would just think, yeah, you would work it out in training camp, but you would also think that the stuff that you're talking about figuring out on the fly, you would think, well, these guys must have a rhythm of that sort of communication where that would almost be, you know, some of these guys, they should know each other like the back of each other's hands. Mm-hmm. And you just, you know, we do a show with Jordan Mailata every Monday night.
Yep.
And you almost don't even know what to ask in those certain things because you know they're practicing and you would assume they're trying. But when it's things like that, it's not, to your point, it's not about the other team playing better. It's not even about a physical disadvantage. It's about how is that even happening at this point? And I don't even know like how to diagnose it. And I would imagine you're in the same position.
Yeah, I think there should be continuity from a year ago with players and coaches. I think some of what happened last year was this magical run with the run game. And every time the Eagles got in a situation they needed something, Saquon would rip off another 50-yard touchdown, which is a great deodorant. You know, it can kind of cleanse all kinds of things when you're just gashing people in the run game. And now the Eagles aren't doing that. There's no gashing in the run game. So every little thing that goes wrong gets studied under a microscope, you know, and knuckleheads like me watch the tape and Baldy and all our guys. And, you know, why would this happen? Why did this happen? And it gets, I don't want to say blown out of proportion because at this point it shouldn't even be happening, but I think it does point an arrow in the direction of, okay, you're 13 weeks into this season. You came out of the bye week a year ago at 2-2 and you went in one direction. You're coming out of the bye week right now, and it looks like an entirely different direction with an offense that's averaging 15 points a game. And I don't even know what to tell you that they need to do other than to play cleanly. You know, we talked about turnovers, and the only thing saving them early in the season was they won the turnover battle every week. Now, the last 2 weeks, they've turned it over four times, which is half of the turnovers on the season because they only have eight. So if they're not razor sharp with the turnover piece and they're sloppy with communications and disconnects and penalties, then they're not going to win football games. And then when you throw 281 yards allowed in the rush game on top of all of that and a disparity of 87 offensive snaps versus 51, now you got a mess.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I've been locked in this week at Mike. I know I'm not ignoring what the offensive struggles have been, but it's almost repetitive and redundant when we talk about this offense the last month. What I was shocked at, and really over the last week, is the defense's performance. You know, we kind of excused it against the Cowboys for whatever reason, but Friday against the Bears, to get the ball ran on them the way that they have. I haven't seen that around here in a long time. I think you almost got to go back almost 15, 20 years to where something like that even remotely happened with two backs having that type of field day.
Well, 05. 05 was the last time it happened.
So 20 years, yeah, that the last time something like this happened. I was surprised at that more than anything. We found out today Jalen Carter is going to get some time off. His shoulders aren't correct or aren't right. But what else did you see with that defense, particularly up front with that front seven, that we just could not get off blocks and stop Chicago's run game last week?
Yeah, I could not agree more. and I thought it was, for the defense, an embarrassing tape and so atypical for a Vic Fangio coach team. So what I saw, like, I couldn't wait to watch the tape because I did the game on the radio, mm-hmm. and so I was there. And I couldn't believe all the cutback stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And especially coming out of a zone scheme where they're climbing to the second level, there was nobody backside. So to try to oversimplify, every team in the league runs outside zone, and they tag it with a bootleg that comes off that. So you have to be aware of those two things.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams then will tag a jet sweep with a wide out coming in motion and time it up so that it's kind of perimeter control. They show you that they can run that jet sweep the other way so that you can't over pursue from the backside. And then what Chicago did, which I thought was pretty cool if you're a Bears fan, is they had a tight end playing fullback a bunch of times, and he would flash to the flat the opposite way of the run. And it took the Eagles linebacker with him, okay, because they run bootleg off that look. So N'Kobe Dean is flashing with the tight end right out of the hole that they're running into, and the defensive end is coming upfield expecting bootleg. So they seal off the front side, cut back, and the linebacker and the defensive end that would be assigned to that run typically are gone. Not even an issue. Don't even have to block them. And I thought that was kind of cool from a scheme perspective for Chicago, taking advantage of something that Philly does. And I think it's something that Jimmy Harbaugh is going to be looking at and going, huh. You know, and on top of the fact, Ike, and that's just, that's schematically, that was one piece.
That's not even the physical part of it. Yeah, that's not even the physical part of it.
Exactly, Ike, and that's what I was about to get into because I think you hit it on the head. And if you start from inside out, the news on Carter is intriguing to me because I have all over my notes that he was trying to play finesse football, that he was trying to swim over instead of holding point, leaving his gap. And when a defensive tackle leaves his gap, it's a problem.
Yep.
And what it means is the linebacker is going to get overwhelmed. So I thought he played a little bit of a finesse game. I thought Jordan Davis, out of all of them, hung in there the most, you know, against those double teams. But still, he was getting moved. The other two defensive tackles, Ajomo and Young, were just getting blasted out of the hole on double team. And what happens, and Ike knows this better than anybody, the way teams double team a defensive tackle is they get movement, and then one of them separates to go up to the linebacker. And the Bears did it all day long, and Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean were stuck or ran around more often.
Yeah.
It was kind of disappointing to watch the runarounds.
Yep.
So I'm not used to seeing the Eagles play runaround football, and they did. They couldn't set an edge, and I thought the defensive backs tackling collectively was the worst of the season. So when you add it all up, Ike, it was an embarrassing tape.
Yeah.
It's so hard to ask you about the Chargers game, and I think you intimated this because it really just comes down to, if this team is playing like this, how could you think that they're going to beat anybody? You know, like either they're going to play better and they're going to win games, or they're going to keep playing like this and the rest of the season is going to be kaput. It just must be hard to sort of forecast what kind of game we're going to see on Monday night, given the way that the Eagles have played.
Yeah, I mean, my son was asking me the other day what I thought about the Bears game. I said, Mike, I have no idea because I don't know which team's showing up.
Right.
You know, yeah. Especially on offense. And I hate week 13 or 14, whatever we're in. I hate to kind of be dramatic about it, but Spike, you've been kind of hinting at this all season long. Like, you know, is it going to be a repeat of 23 or is it going to be a repeat of 24? When are they going up or down? You know, what's going to happen? And I'm afraid we're kind of at that point where I think this is a gut check. I think if you've ever been in a locker room, this is the week where coaches challenge you as men and they close the door and they don't let the message out. And they just, you know, they tell you and they take blame for it also, right? But at the end of the day, the defense has to come out and play like the Eagles' defense is used to playing. And offensively, I can't even begin to tell you what we're going to see.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I expected, I appreciate the detail. I expected the tone.
Yep.
The tone was exactly spot on. But I do appreciate the detail, and hopefully we have some better tape to talk to you about next week. Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ellis.
There he is, the great Mike Mayock. So I want to bring up something about last year, because he mentioned the Saquon big runs being a deodorant.
Yeah.
And I started looking up, because we had the whole argument about Sirianni versus McVay last year. And I was looking where the Rams are every single year in terms of penalties.
Okay.
Every year since 2020, they are bottom five in penalties per game.
Meaning least amount.
The least penalties.
Yeah.
They are four penalties per game. They're number one in the NFL.
This year?
This year.
Wow.
I went back to 2020. They had four penalties. Every year, it's somewhere between 4 and 5.3. I think one year they were seventh. But every year, they are top five in penalties. And we think about the penalties this year. And we're like, this is so out of control. But they had 6 a game last year and 7 a game this year. So it's more, but like...
But it's not as...
So yeah. I was thinking about what Mike said about last year. And we had mentioned this before. Was there controversy last year? Yes. Did last year at the end maybe feel different than it felt all year? And we had the pass game arguments last year. Mm-hmm. And they were clearly getting penalized last year. And like you just... I wonder, not you. I wonder if... And clearly, the defense was awesome last year. There's no doubt about mm-hmm. that. The offensive line played better last year. All those things. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if that performance by Saquon just did not force them to address issues that may have been there that were covered up by the fact that we had this all-world performance.
Right.
That maybe there were things there that were lurking, little issues that were lurking. And I'm sure, look, the coaches knew they didn't pass the ball well last year.
Yeah, they saw that. Yeah,
they're not dumb, you know.
Yeah.
But I think us as fans, when we're thinking about last year versus this year, we think about those last two games. We think about the Commanders game and the Chiefs game. And we blew those teams out. Mm-hmm. And everything was working on offense. You know, in the Commanders game, we had the huge run from Saquon right away, and defense mm-hmm. caused 5 turnovers. And the Chiefs game, they're sacking, and we're passing it, we're running, all those things. But, like, I do wonder if just the years are closer to each other than we think, just without the crazy Saquon thing and the dominant defense.
One thing I don't know, maybe you... could be able to figure this out or find this out.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It feels to me like there's more of the penalties on the offensive side of the ball.
I'm just looking at total penalties. Yeah, I was just looking at of course. I didn't look at that. I did it in 15 seconds while Mike was talking.
And so. It seems like they're putting themselves in disadvantaged situations.
Yep.
At least that's what it feels like. But you're right. There are times that Saquon erased. That was what game was it? Might have been Jacksonville. it was like third and 19 or something, and we handed the ball to Saquon. He ran it in for a touchdown.
Right, right.
And they were just trying to like run the clock out or get closer to get a field goal in, and he actually scored on the play.
Well, and week after week, we're like, why can't we score at the beginning of the game? Why can't, like, all those things. Well,
that happened last year,
yes,
for sure.
And even the Saquon running, there were big plays, but I also remember first halves where,
oh, yeah,
you know, it was 11 carries for 28
yep.
yards,
yep.
and then all of a sudden there'd be this bang, and it
yep.
was, it's almost like a team that just had a baseball team that had an out-of-body home run experience one
yeah.
year, and then all of a sudden everything. And the offensive penalties, just
mm-hmm.
real quick.
Yeah.
So, you know, when that thing that you count on is not working, I could imagine. Now, the communication thing, I can't account for. That is horrible. That has nothing to do with this. But false starts, like, it's usually when you're just trying to get a tiny little edge.
Trying
to get an edge.
Yep.
And when you're not performing and when you don't feel like you're as good as you were, those things, I would, from receivers to offensive linemen, not an excuse, but you get tight because you're like, ah, I'm getting beat, or I you know, we need this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you go. It's all connected, I
yeah.
think, in some way.
And the passing game struggles certainly remain the same as they did last year.
Yes.
I mean, it's almost exactly the same as they were
yes.
last year. So,
yes. The touchdown to turnover ratio, you can take that out back and leave it. I don't care. I just don't
care.
Well,
there's no way we're scoring as much as we did last year.
Yeah, and
even last year, they with the big runs, I mean, they were seventh in the league in scoring.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where we are this year, but it's nowhere near seven.
Yeah, and I'm watching the quarterback. Like, I don't need to look at his touchdown
right.
to interception
yeah.
ratio and see that it's 27-5. That it doesn't matter. I'm
right.
watching. I know it is sometimes statistics
lie. Yeah,
know?
I agree.
And
I agree with that.
He's not playing well. The offensive line's not playing well. And to his point about the communication, it is they appear disconnected. Like, they have and that speaks to connecting the connection on the field to all the stuff that has happened with leaks off the field. It speaks to a disconnected
football
team. You
know what it speaks
team.
To, Spike? How much work are you got? And I don't know this for sure. I'm just asking. I'm throwing out there. But how much work are you getting in after practice together?
Yeah.
In other words, that happened Friday. Are you guys working yesterday and today after practice to make sure we get in this situation again? This is what we're doing. Like, this is what I want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's the extra work quarterbacks and receivers do when they want to get on the same page. They communicate.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the whole thing when the overthrow with AJ early in the year, and he said he didn't talk to him when he came to the sideline. That's why that was so disturbing. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
This clearly was a miscommunication there. You guys didn't go over there and try to clear it up.
Well, you know how you fix a miscommunication?
Communicating.
Yeah.
yeah.
Seems like the easy thing.
Yeah.
It was just, there was something about
yeah.
him pointing out the deodorant of the Saquon season.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That was a great deodorant, though.
It is.
Well,
oh,
it was
man.
A great deodorant.
It was one of the best things ever. It was the best smelling deodorant. I'm not a deodorant guy, but that was a good deodorant. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Jason Kelce weighed in on something that he thinks could help the Eagles offense on the WIP Morning Show today.
Is it him coming out of retirement?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
He's too small.
Yeah, well, he could be a slot receiver.
He's like,
well, you know what?
Like, dude.
Yeah, he's like Richie size.
Calcaterra can't block. Maybe he could be a tight end.
No, you know who could be a tight end?
Who?
Willie Lampkin.
Yeah, no, he can't. Too short.
Too short. That's good. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. And Jack has the deodorant for your kitchen.
That's right. And you can take care of it by getting to National Appliance Warehouse and get one of those appliances you've been yearning for, Spike.
Yes, do it.
And plus, the great part about National Appliance Warehouse right now.
One of them
is the Black Friday mega sale has been extended.
Even though Black Friday was last week.
They said, you know what? We're so committed to people helping people
yes.
that we're going to extend the Black Friday mega sale.
It's unbelievable.
Up to 40% off on over 100 brands at National Appliance Warehouse. They're taking care of you. They're always making sure that your dollar is stretching farther at National Appliance Warehouse. You heard us talk all last week. I'm sure you were busy around the holidays. You couldn't get down there. Well, get down there today and take advantage of all the savings.
Or tomorrow.
It's being extended.
Do the work. I know you work from home on Fridays. They don't know if you're working or not, head over to National Appliance Warehouse. We won't tell.
We won't tell anyone.
Yeah.
So listen, you're going to get a great price at National Appliance Warehouse. You're going to get a great product. Again, over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, LG, Whirlpool, the big appliance brands they got for you. Whatever you need appliance-wise, they will take care of you. But on top of that, they have an industry-leading service team there to answer all your questions, help walk you through the process, and have a good time while you're doing it. That's the key. That's the key. That's what we do on this show.
We have a good time while we're doing it.
Good time doing our jobs?
Yep.
They have a good time doing their job at National Appliance Warehouse. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Tom Fritz sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.